Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors, where we bring you stuff we recorded for the show but had to cut.
Check, check, check. Numbers moving. I got 4 green dots. Is that going to be good there, Lorna?
I have all red. Is that a problem?
Ready? Testing, testing.
Hey guys, can I get a quick timeout because my cat has been really loud?
Testing. Testing.
Sorry about that. I don't know if you guys could hear, but my cat was just being so loud. And I was like...
We'll be right back.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
Welcome to this week's Letter from the Editors. I'm Mike, and I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello.
And we are two of the show's producers or editors, and this is the place where we bring you all the stuff we couldn't fit into the regular podcast.
We didn't have a show last week. It was Thanksgiving. Mike, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was great.
Good. And so that is why we are bringing you some leftovers from weeks gone by. We have more from our panel, Peter Gross, Maeve, and Eugene Cordero. But first up, here's a little treat from Alonzo, Faith, and Adam Burke.
Alonzo, a team of scientists are being lauded this week for an experiment where they studied the vocal patterns of alligators after they made the alligator do what?
Wow. It's just one of those things. An alligator question puts me in the mind of Florida, which means it could be anything. It could be anything on Earth. Feeding them a certain thing? Is it feeding them some?
No. Close, but no.
Can you give me some kind of hint?
Well, the trick was getting the alligator to suck on the balloon.
Oh, they gave them helium?
Yes, they gave the alligators helium to breathe. The scientists were conducting a study about the vocal resonances of alligators, which is boring, but you know what's not? Alligators talking with funny voices. They're a lot less scary when they're like float up to you going, "Hey, come into the water, I'm going to bite you."
Do you know how much better that show would have been if it was Alligator and the Chipmunks? it would have been episode, and the second episode would have just been Alligator.
Are we sure this wasn't just a bet? Yeah. Like, I bet you can't get that alligator to suck up the helium out of the balloon.
Maeve, Disneyland may still be closed.
Oh.
But amusement park lovers have another choice, Wunderland Kalkar in Germany, a theme park built inside an old what?
Oh, a car factory.
No,
car factory.
I'll give you a hint. You'll have so much fun at Wunderland Kalkar, you'll glow.
A radium factory.
Yes, a nuclear power plant. Chernobyl, more like Chernobyl. Wunderland Kalkar theme park is built in 1985, but it never went online due to safety concerns. Because when you get on a roller coaster, you want to know it was built somewhere that had to shut down because it was not safe.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's a great train of thought. Oh, it's a nuclear power plant. Oh, I won't go. But don't worry, it was never put online. Oh, okay, I guess I'll go. But because it wasn't safe. Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't go.
No, apparently it's great. They offer 40 rides. They have a swing ride inside the old cooling tower, which they've painted to look really bright and fun. It's great. And just like Disneyland, there are fun characters everywhere. But at Wunderland, the giant mouse with the body of a man just keeps saying, please kill me.
Oh, no.
It's nice to know that other countries have horrible ideas also. Because this does sound like something where you'd be like, wait a minute, there's
tell
a
you.
Theme park in Alabama inside an old knife factory? Or like something yeah. like that.
I'm going to tell you, maybe I've been locked inside too long, but I was looking at the website for Wunderland Kalkar, and it looked great. All these kids having a good time. And I'm telling you this. With your price of admission, you get as much soda, ice cream, and french fries as you want. True fact.
But I don't really know the wisdom of giving a child as much soda, like, I don't know who's the parent here, but as much soda and as much ice cream, and then putting them on a roller coaster towards a nuclear reactor.
Yeah.
That just seems like a vomitorium, like, express.
It sounds like an origin story for a superhero.
We have one last thing for you. So during the pandemic, we've been able to experiment with a lot of different things because we are recording the show via Zoom now, which means we're not recording the show in front of a large sold-out audience.
And just like any experiment, most of them don't work. This game is a perfect example. We recorded this early on in the pandemic when human beings were all locked down and the rest of the planet started to notice.
Panel, it is time for a new game that we're calling
Animal Crossing.
As you probably know, the global lockdown has given the animals a chance to take the Earth back, so we're going to ask you about the new masters of the planet, but you have to give your answer in the form of the sound the animal makes. Here we go. Paula, the Wall Street Journal reports that with people at overseas call centers working from home, people have been calling customer service lines, and more, they're hearing what animal? And remember, you have to answer in the form of their sound.
Oh, they're working from their home?
Yes.
So they're hearing...
No, they're hearing... Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Oh!
They're hearing roosters.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but you know what? My cat is an impressionist.
All right, Tom. In Thailand, without tourists to feed them, hundreds of monkeys were caught on camera engaging in a massive monkey gang fight. So what does a massive monkey gang fight sound like?
My bad.
Yes, that was a very accurate rendition of a monkey fight. Nagin, this week in San Jose...
That was actually done by my cat, just to prove a point.
Nagin, this week in San Jose, California, a large herd of a certain animal broke loose and wreaked havoc in a particular suburb. What was the animal, or rather, what was that animal's sound?
A herd of an...
You're so close. It was... It was a goat. You did. I could tell you did a sheep, though.
I just want to say that was my interpretation of a goat. So.
No, that was a sheep. I could tell.
Don't goats and sheep sound essentially the same?
I think no. I think sheep are more like baa, baa, and goats are like baa. They're sort of a lower, more...
Oh, like awesome. My grandmother.
Yeah. Paula... Officials in China are denying reports that a pair of what animal stomped into a village and got drunk? What animal? Make sure you do the sound.
How about,
pigs. No, it was actually an elephant. I'll try to do an elephant.
Oh.
I can't do an elephant. I just... Please.
I'll get my cat to do it.
Here we
cat,
go.
Cat, come here. Come here. Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Learning. IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.